systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Friday, January 14th, 2011. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 448.
The 448!
Fuck yeah, 448. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thejamhole.com/live. You can watch us do this, and then you can be subscribed and hear it. You can hear it done. Watch us do it, and then hear it done.
Dude, oh my God.
Do that.
It's amazing.
406-204-4687. Give us a call while we're doing this and say hey, and become part of the show, or just hang out in the chat and type stuff, and we'll try and read it, or what have you. Did you know?
Probably not.
God is pro-life.
What?
Think about it. I saw a bumper sticker today. God is pro-life. And, like, the first thing I thought of was...
I think he's pro-whatever, dude. Because, like, if he's God, then...
Track record, though? God, pro-life. Had his son? Killed. Had a bunch of Egyptian babies? Killed. Had a bunch of other people? Killed. It's not exactly pro-life, per se. Maybe he's pro-more life in heaven... And in order for those people to go to heaven, gotta kill them.
You know, it's really a win-win situation for the guy, in all honesty, because he's making
when you're
the
good
lives.
And evil.
He's making the lives, and if they get rejected, they just come right back to him, and he can throw them right back out there. So, in all honesty, it's not really that big of a deal.
It's very
I don't
self-sufficient.
Think. I think so. I think he's just recycling shit, probably.
Do you think for God it's like Groundhog Day, just over and over again?
Maybe.
Fuck. We do not envy you.
No, not at all.
I thought that was kind of ironic that God would be pro-life. I mean, he's kind of pro-everything if he exists, right?
Berger says he went to church today and he did not burst into flames.
Yeah, me neither. Which is weird, because we've pretty much done everything that we're not supposed to. I mean, we don't murder and rape
I
that much.
I should have definitely burst into flames.
But, you know,
now.
Desecrating the Holy Eucharist, taking shots of holy water, tearing up Bibles, stuff like that, you know, a jealous God would maybe not like to have happen.
Desecrating
in
our
his name.
Skin.
Right.
As we do.
Taking his name in vain, living out of wedlock together and having extramarital sex and affairs. Fuck yeah.
And having the devil's daughter tattooed on you. That's kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little...
And I've gone into churches. I have to go into churches to deliver to them. And I bring them water. And, you know, me nor the water bursts into flames. Ever.
I have gone into churches.
And Red Fox says, weren't you baptized? I absolutely was baptized. So that should make my flames even hotter. Because you know what? The Bible says it's better to have never heard the word of God than to have heard the word and have rejected it. Think about it.
Well, I wasn't baptized, so I can be a heathen.
I'll see you in hell.
Well, that's where you're going anyway, if there is a hell. So.
You know what I heard today? I was at Rap and Roll getting my daily chorizo burrito.
No, instead of having my badass pancakes.
I know. Well, you need to have texted me like 10 minutes before I had gotten my food, and I would have.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and explain that real quick. Like, I only open like 2 days a week.
Yeah.
And when I do, you know, there had been like eggs and like hash browns and shit left over for a long time. And so I was using a bunch of that over the last couple weeks. And when I open, I'll get my shit done pretty quick, like within 20 minutes to a half an hour after being there, you know. And so from there on, you know, I make it a point to fucking make breakfast. And I make breakfast.
It's nice of you.
Yeah, I think it's cool and everybody appreciates it. Fucking, I make breakfast for everybody who's there in the morning.
Shit, you barely even make me breakfast anymore.
Well, I actually really love cooking breakfast. And especially in a place like that where
I remember that tomorrow morning.
Easy. Well, no, like there's a big fucking commercial.
Well,
dishwasher and it's fucking easy, you know. It's great. I don't have to worry about like
You got the tools.
Right, right. So I really enjoy doing that.
If you wanted to make a podcast about breakfast, you could definitely do that here. Making breakfast, maybe not so much.
Right, right. So I usually do that in the morning and stuff, and there wasn't any eggs and there wasn't any fucking hash browns or anything this morning. So I was looking all over the place, and your guy, Mike, he had made some fucking homemade
pancakes.
Homemade pancakes the other day, and I ate those, and they were bomb.
They were for me, but I gave them to you because I had, again, just gotten my food,
they
and then he's like,
great.
Check out.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they were great. And so this morning, I was like, I want pancakes. And I went online and I was looking up a couple different homemade pancake mix recipes and shit. And I knew how to do it, but I was looking for another way to do it because I didn't have all the things to do it with. Like, I didn't have eggs. I didn't have baking powder and shit like that. And
wait, baking powder?
Baking powder.
Okay. Sorry.
What?
Baking powder?
Yeah,
never mind.
There's baking powder.
Continue. Thank you. Anyway. Continue.
Anyway. You just made me think of cocaine. Anyway.
Baking powder?
Well, yeah, baking soda.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway. anyway, so I didn't have that stuff. And I was like, fuck, I really can't make good pancakes without that shit. So I'm like, fuck it, you know. And I needed self-rising flour, and I really didn't have that either. So I was like, fuck it, whatever. And then I was walking through the kitchen, and I found, you know, the place where I used to work, where I work, used to do breakfast a long time ago. And they still have, like, leftover shit from way back then. And a lot of this stuff is, like, mixes, and it's non-perishable. And they had, what the fuck is it? A Belgium waffle mix.
Mm.
And, dude, I was like, waffles. Yeah, they're pancakes. Cool. And I fucking,
right.
I grabbed that shit, and I mixed it up, and the batter smells like cake mix. It is so.
It did.
Oh, my God. Man. I was like, holy fucking shit, this smells good. And I fucking made those, and there was some syrup because the owner's daughter likes to
sip on it.
Weird shit. No, oh. She brought in like mini weird pancakes and got syrup one morning or whatever. She's like fucking four or some shit and wanted those. And of course, she leaves them there and never fucking asks for it again. So I had this bottle of syrup and shit, and I had the pancakes, and I'm like, fuck yeah. And I make these pancakes, and then that's when I texted you. I was like, dude. If you want breakfast, I'm making it. Come get it. And fucking, you had already eaten.
Right.
But, and so I made breakfast for everybody who was there. And this is what I was telling you, that my boss hates it when I fucking make breakfast for everyone. Because he opens for the rest of the week.
Right.
You know, and then after like today, you know,
tomorrow they're going to be like, where's breakfast?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to be like, actually, go fuck yourself.
He's actually come up to me before and said, will you stop making breakfast for
really?
Them in the morning? And I'm like, well, why? We've got this stuff and
you should
extra.
Come up to him and be like, would you please start making breakfast in the morning?
Well, I mean, dude, if you want to fucking brighten people's day and have a nice
well, yeah.
day and like, I mean,
give them a blowjob when
I
they
mean,
wake up. Sure.
I've denied people sometimes. We're like,
blowjobs,
I'm like I
yeah.
don't feel like it because mm-hmm. I'm tired. I don't feel good.
Oh,
and they understand.
I hear it all the time.
But dude, fucking, but you know, if I'm in a good mood and shit and I'm like, I want to have a good day and I'm hungry, I'll fucking make it a point to, you know, cheer everybody up, make sure they have a fucking good start to their day and shit. And you know what? Then they fucking tip me later.
There you
go.
They
don't give me shit all day. Everything's really good. And he gets so mad. He's like, well,
that's
if you fucking make them breakfast, then they're going to expect me to start doing it too and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, then fucking use your time more efficiently.
That's
because I always have time to do it.
That's an interesting management skill.
I always have time to do it.
Him being the manager should know that.
Yeah, it's,
keep
it's
them happy.
Funny, dude. And you, yeah, dude, you keep them happy.
Burger says,
the good
yeah,
side, and it's good.
You're costing him money.
No.
Let's
see,
look at the chart.
No.
Time is money.
No, check okay. this out. All the stuff that I cook up, there was eggs and hash browns left over from a party that somebody else had previously bought, so it was already paid for. And so I just wanted to get rid of it instead of wasting food and letting it go bad. I cooked it all up. And this pancake mix has been in there for a while, and they haven't used it yet, and so I just decided to fucking use it. It's
well,
nothing that
it.
We would have lost money off of. It's all shit that's been paid for.
Yeah,
a
I
while
don't see
ago.
Pancakes on the menu. What the fuck?
Yeah, so I was like, fuck it, you know? I like it. I think it's cool. And they were fucking awesome. Dude, they were bomb! And dude, if I open again, Which I will.
I wish.
On Wednesday, you'll have to come in and get breakfast from me.
I wish I could get as excited as you over fucking food.
Dude, it's so great.
To be so naive.
I love food.
How? I envy you.
That's what I do.
I envy your naivety.
You get excited over technology. I just love my food.
Yeah, that I can do stuff with. I'm going to eat food and I'm going to take a dump. I'm going to get really excited over that.
But it just I'm gonna explodes. Take a picture like, of it. The taste explodes in your mouth like fucking awesome stuff. And it just, I don't know, just to be able to something and see the person eat it and they get happy and they're like, oh my God, this was so good. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good feeling.
Sure.
Come on.
I could take it or leave it.
All right, fine. Those fucking double-baked potatoes? Yeah.
Well, obviously, I have to eat, so I will take it.
No, you can eat shit. But if I had, what I'm saying, you know what?
You can eat my asshole. What I'm saying is, if I had a choice between never having to eat again or, like, flying superpower or invisibility, like, I'm never going to pick eating because it's a pain in the ass. It's something I have to stop and do and then continue on. Like, I could just do without. If I could have solar panels... or something, like I would much rather do that.
You gotta admit that just I make inconvenience. Awesome food, and I'm just good at
it's
it.
It's an inconvenient
truth.
That's
why I like to do it. And I like it. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Sorry.
So
what were you going to say before I started talking about
absolutely
food?
Absolutely nothing about food, but there's always interesting people in there,
uh-huh.
And I learn things. For instance, I learned today. That if you have an old beater car that you just don't want anymore or you want to get rid of, or if you have a car that you just want a new one, all you have to do is park it on the train tracks and let a train hit it, and then apparently the railroad company will buy you a new car just so that you don't sue.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I also learned that the railroad company, now this is just what I heard today, the railroad company tells its engineers that if they see a car on the tracks to speed up and to hit it and to make sure that if there was anyone in the car that they're dead because they don't want a lawsuit. Whoa,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
And that's when he was like, and if... the people that have had cars on there and have gotten out, like, they just buy them a brand new car just so that they'll not sue and, you know, make a big deal about it.
Dude, I'm
and he's like, people
that.
Will just go park cars. So we're like, dude, we should park both. We should get in a head-on fucking wreck, kind of, you know, on the tracks right when the train comes. Mm-hmm. Boom, we got two brand new cars. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, man, dude.
And he said anywhere in the U.S. It's like the whole railroad. Like, that's just an unspoken thing that when engineers see cars on the tracks, they fucking accelerate because they're told to. And they hope that, you know, if there's someone in there that they kill them so that there's no lawsuit.
Jesus, dude.
It's a cruel world we live in.
Fucking A.
You know what else I learned today? Well, I kind of learned this last night. People's worlds, whole entire... astrological worlds have been just flipped upside down.
Oh, God, I've heard
it's
of this.
It's chaos out
I've
there.
I've heard of this.
Did you actually hear this?
I did.
Everyone jot this down. What
Facebook.
Date? This is the first time Danny has ever actually heard of something that I've brought up that I did not tell her about prior to.
Something about... my friend posted on Facebook
yep,
earlier
I
today
saw it
that
all over.
I don't understand... why our signs change because it's 2011.
And it's your non-understanding that causes you to believe in astrological bullshit in the first place. And so I saw a lot of this on Facebook, so I posted, and if anyone's lives have actually been changed by this, you should probably go kill yourself right now. Or just stop having
so
kids.
So what exactly is it? Like, what do you mean their sign changed?
Okay,
shit?
So you
like,
know the astrological fucking...
Sure.
Okay. It's based on where the planets are at what time. Okay?
Okay.
And apparently the scientists, like real scientists, have... discovered that the Earth wobbles. And what this wobble has done over thousands of years has caused this whole I don't know what it's called, what, their astrological chart or whatever,
whatever,
to be off by like a whole sign. And it what I don't get is that people really, like, some people really believe in this. I guarantee if you didn't know that and you continued reading your horoscope, you would never even notice. Because you know what? Every horoscope is interchangeable with every other horoscope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
we can... Berger says it isn't your sign. It is people that are born after the change today. So, all right. I was going to go ahead and say I'm an Aries, and that's not going to change because I was still born when... You know, it was Aries fucking shit or whatever. Like, April 19th is an Aries.
Basically, the astronomy explanation, the scientific explanation is that there's...
A scientific explanation for bullshit.
For what actually happened to cause the bullshit, right?
Okay.
There's a gravitational tug between the Earth and the Moon, right?
Okay.
And it moves every 25,000 years. It's like a little wobble.
Okay.
But it's enough to shift the sky. That's what the planetarium director for this whatever said. So,
okay.
For now, the folks at the planetarium, they say that they're just sticking with the 12 constellations. They say, I think we're both Taurus. We're always going to be. If you read your horoscope, you might want to read the one next to yours as well, because the difference of 12 versus 13 shifts the whole calendar. But it doesn't even fucking matter. Because it's all bullshit anyway, so.
Does that mean I'm something else now?
No, it doesn't mean... No. It doesn't mean anything because it never meant anything to begin with. Okay, we understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, for entertainment use only, right?
I have my Chinese zodiac symbol tattooed on me.
And that is so awesome because some of you need to get new tattoos.
Right?
Why would you ever do that?
Well, that's not
going to
change.
I'm a Libra Scorpio.
The Chinese year, that's not going to change because year you were born in and shit. That won't ever change. I thought it was cool and I like the symbol.
That's so awesome. It says there's a 13th constellation now called Ophicus, and people are wondering if they fall under that new sign. Quote, as far as belief, that's really up to the individual. I guess the only person it really affects who have tattoos of their constellation. Yay, planetarium guy. Fucking
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I didn't tattoo my little Aries thing on me or anything, but
the
one that's solid, the year that I was born in, yeah, that's cool.
Gonna
that's
be,
not gonna
that's
change.
Probably gonna stay
right.
for a while, hopefully. Right, hopefully, right.
Until I rub it off with a Brillo pad.
Right.
But, right, you know, it's not going to change. It's the year, so.
Okay, well, so let's stay with astrology kind of.
So, what are you in Chinese zodiac?
I don't know.
You don't know?
1980.
Oh, wait, you're the year of the dragon,
I think.
Does
it fucking matter?
Isn't that year of the dragon?
Me and Bruce.
I think it is.
God
damn
right
I can't remember.
I have no idea,
I'm year of the tiger. See, if I was year of, like, the rat. I probably wouldn't have got that tattooed on me.
Yeah.
You know, be like,
or the
gay.
Monkey, for right. instance. Or the cock.
My brother is a Year of the Monkey. I tattooed that on him.
Sure.
It was cool. The symbol's cool for Year of the Monkey. It looks pretty badass.
Well, that's all that matters.
Well, I was just saying, it looks pretty badass.
How are its magical abilities?
Oh, you
pretty
know,
awesome.
It's pretty good.
At least +5.
Yeah, +5.
All right, so we have some witches. We still have witches, right?
All right.
Okay.
I got to see that movie.
In this day and age.
With Nicolas Cage.
Witches in Romania. They're getting ready to cast some fucking spells. They are not happy, okay?
Okay.
Romania may have fucked up. You might not want to go to Romania anytime soon because
right.
it's about to get fucking uber cursed. Plus
all
a
right.
million uber cursed. You're all so fucked.
All right.
Poisonous mandrake plants are due to be hurled into the River Danube, and Queen Witch Bratara Bueza has devised a spell involving cat poop and a dead dog.
Okay.
Oh, that's... Do you know... Oh, shit. I would not want to be whoever she's casting that fucking spell on.
Yeah, I don't need cat poop.
Do you know what that's going to do? Cat dung plus dead dog It's going to make your dick fall off. Yeah. Good luck. Income tax of 16% and health and pension payments have been imposed. It was not immediately clear how car valets and driving instructors, also taxed for the first time, would react. So Romania instituted this new labor law tax or something.
Okay.
And the witches are fucking pissed about it.
I'm like, what?
Their professions, along with those of witch, astrologer, fortune teller, and embalmer, were not listed in the previous labor code and therefore not subject to tax. But now they've been classified as self-employed and as part of the cash-strapped government's push to collect more revenue and crack down on tax evasion. We don't care that you're all witches, but you got to pay the tax.
Right.
Witchcraft, widely regarded in Europe as bullshit, continues to fascinate some Romanians. It can fascinate you. Like, that's cool. It is interesting, like, to read what these people believed and, like, the things they would do to cast these spells. Like, there's some fucked up shit there. But, like, if you believe it, like, I'm going to cast a spell on you. Like, I put a spell on you.
Because
you're mine. Then that's, I have a problem with that.
I'm sorry.
Witchcraft. Are you a witch or a warlock? Penis or no?
Neither.
Accusations of sorcery have arisen in politics, the legal system, and other areas of public life in recent years.
Really?
Did we just go to Hogwarts?
Yes.
Accusations of sorcery? Oh, sorcery!
Oh my god. Really? Oh my god.
She totally casts a spell on me and now I'm ugly.
Like, oh my god. For real, like, seriously, this is retarded. Really, like, come on.
Alicia, one of a dozen witches planning to hurl mandrake plants to bring evil, in quotations, on Romania's president and government, said her income was so small, the idea of taxing it was foolish. You know what's foolish? The idea of you trying to make a living being a witch. That's foolish.
Yes.
So do you think the government then could be like, you're all terrorists now, and then just kill them all? Assuming they don't have, you know, like, plus 18 shield spells on or anything like that, right?
Right.
Because in their mind, they're going to cast evil on the president and the government. If you try to bring evil on our president here, you get executed, right? That's...
Sure.
You can't do that. So can they play the card, like, if you're going to believe this, then we're going to fucking put you in jail for it? Or are they just going to be like, go away, seriously, you're casting spells, get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to vote for two.
I'm going to say they're probably going to lock them all up in the insane asylum.
Padded cells.
Sure.
Yeah.
And let someone study them. Maybe. Maybe one of you have a magic. It'd be fun to study, just for the fuck of it. If I could get paid to study some bullshit.
Fuck yeah.
Come up with some bullshit fucking hypothesis, research paper, fucking yeah, dude. I'll do it.
Oh my god.
Just for fun. To further the cause of your pseudoscience.
That is retarded.
It's not even a pseudoscience. What is witchcraft? It's more of a religion than a...
It's a teenage phase. That's what it is.
I'm a candle witch.
You watch the movie The Craft, and then you fucking play around and be dumb for a little while, and then you give up. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's a fucking phase, and you know what? Some of these people just grow out of it. All right?
Have you ever been to Romania? That's where fucking vampires live. That's where Transylvania is.
Transsexual Transylvania.
That's where transsexuals are in
Romania.
How is your country, Romania, overrun with sorcerers and fucking witches and warlocks?
And
Tim Curry.
Right.
Transsexual fucking witches.
Sweet transvestite.
Jesus.
Transsexual Transylvania.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad tonight it's your chance to train wreck the show and not mine. What was that noise I was making? I listened back to that when I was doing the fucking show notes, and I started cracking up so much. I want you guys to do that.
You're like,
and call. Call 406-244-4687 and leave a message. If I want to hear your best.
No.
I tried to type that out, but I couldn't figure out how to spell it.
No.
That's so awesome.
Just no.
That was fun.
No, it wasn't.
I was like, in the notes, I was like, and if you listen really close, right here is the exact moment this show train wrecked. You can even hear Dana apologize for it.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm sorry, my boyfriend's an idiot.
Oh my god, dude.
So, the lawmakers don't look at themselves, the witch says, at how much they make, their tricks. You have tricks, you gypsy. Take your treasure. Do not try to hurt me, gypsy. They steal and they come to us asking us to put spells on their enemies. Okay, whoa. If this is true, I didn't know that. Government, Romanian government,
right.
Are you going to the witches and asking them to put spells on your enemies? Okay.
And then turning on them and fucking with them, that's kind of messed
okay,
up.
This is a whole, if that's true, this is a whole new ball game here. Romanian government and president. Are you afraid of these curses that
they're
about to cast on you?
I think they believe it.
This is going to be an epic battle of good versus evil in the realm of magic.
It's going to be like evil versus evil.
They're going to be out there being all like,
dumb.
Fireball, shield block. Could
oh
you imagine
God,
the Romanian president out there in his fucking Harry Potter club?
Nice!
Fuck yeah, dude. I want to go to Romania just to watch this.
Nah.
Payments to witches and astrologers are usually made in cash and are relatively small at up to 30 li, which is $9 about.
What? Really?
Yeah. That's per cash. Consultation. Miss Buiza, 63, who was imprisoned in 77 for witchcraft under the Ceaușescu regime, gave a warning that her curses always worked.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, don't fuck with me. My curses always work. I will curse you to slowly lose all your hair and start turning gray towards the end of your life.
Oh, my God. It's totally going to come true.
You watch. I curse you to get wrinkled sin at the end of your life. I curse you to lose your hearing soon. You are so fucked. I curse you to age gradually. Whoosh. All of my
oh my god, dude.
All of my curses have worked. 100%.
Wow.
Oh fuck.
This lady's stupid.
Quote, "We do harm to those who harm us. They want to take the country out of the crisis using us. They should get us out of the crisis because they brought us into it." But one witch saw a silver lining to the new law.
Yeah, if you're a witch and you do all these stupid things, then why can't you just pull yourself out of the crisis?
This witch, she sees a positive.
Oh, yeah?
It means that our magic gifts are recognized and I can open my own practice. Good. Encourage that, Romanian government. Hey, we're going to tax you as a legitimate business, so now we're giving credence to your witchcraft.
That's not good.
No.
Unless they all believe in it, then
hey, maybe
fucking do your
if
own
you
thing.
Guys all collectively believe hard enough in it, you just might have a little magic.
Analyze says, you sound so tough, Matt.
I am so tough, Matt.
You tough?
Sometimes.
Tough
stuff.
You tough stuff?
Don't fucking...
I'm going to touch your tough stuff.
I've been... I want to tell you about this. I have a little hole in my pants here. And I've been kind of just, like, pulling my sack through it.
Oh, you did that the other
and
day.
It's cool looking, though. It's just like a little sack just kind of sitting on my pants. Check this out.
What are you doing? Look. Oh,
isn't that cool?
Can
ow,
I take a picture
ow.
Of that? Oh,
hold
it hurts
okay.
to go back in,
okay.
doesn't
I'm good.
It?
I'm good.
Can I take a picture of that?
Maybe
is that,
later.
Is that considered nudity? Can I put a
I don't
picture
know.
That
can
on
you
Facebook?
Tell if I put it into the shape of Jesus Christ?
Oh, let's do it. Can I do it? Can we do it? Can we do it?
After
can we take a picture
show,
right now? Can we put the cam
we'll
up
it,
to
maybe.
It right now?
Maybe.
That looks so fucking
oh,
gross.
Oh, wait. Do you guys
I mean,
want to see it? Check this out.
Odd. It's so...
No. I have more class than that.
No,
but I do... I do want to tell you about jerking off this morning. I woke up this morning.
Is that why the camera was behind them?
No, not even.
Okay.
I woke up this morning. I don't worry about that anymore.
Oh, yeah? You used to. Totally. I could
just,
totally tell when you jerked off, like, every morning. I would, like,
Yeah, no, I'm over that. Yeah. That fear.
You're like, someone's staring at me.
No stage fright for this guy.
Behind the fucking monitor.
No stage fright at all. So,
Burger wants to see your ball sack.
Okay, maybe in a minute. So,
okay. Donate.
I was totally just thinking about that. I was like, do I want to go there with that? Nah. But I could use some help paying the server bill. That day of work I missed kind of effed my A.
So I'm
jerking off, or I'm about to, and this was kind of weird. I'm curious if this happens to anyone else. You know, it's been a while since I've had six, and I haven't really been jerking off lately much, truth be told. I've been kind of busy, been kind of tired. So I woke up this morning, and, you know, I don't have to work till 9 lately for winter now. So I get up, and I had some time, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to fucking jerk off right now. And, like, I got the fucking paper towel, and I came and sat down, and I turned on some porn, and, like, I swear I didn't even fucking touch my cock. Like, I just came, but I didn't, like, feel it, really. Like, it just came, and I was like, huh.
Are you serious? Like, you didn't,
I feel kind of cheated. Like, it didn't feel that good or anything. Like, I don't know if maybe there was just so much semen building up that it was just in my dick waiting, and it just, you know?
So all you did was just think about it.
No, I turned it on, and I started watching it, and I just kind of came.
You didn't even touch it?
No, I don't think so.
No stroking, no petting? No, just...
Just, bleh. It wasn't like pre-cum either. Like, this was semen.
Did you even try to, like, keep jerking it?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah?
And it wasn't into it. I don't know. Maybe I need new porn.
I'm worried for you, baby.
You need to be worried for you, baby. Fuck. No, I just thought that was kind of weird.
I've done shit like that before, like, when I'm asleep and I'm having, like, really awesome dream and, like, I'm working it up in my dream so
working
fucking
it
hard
up to working it
that
out.
When I wake up and I just fucking, like, go to itch my junk and I come and I'm like, and it's over.
Meanwhile, Matt's putting in, like, 8-hour fucking work days down there, still trying to get her off.
Hey, fuck. I was working it up hardcore in my dream.
Oh, okay.
Right? So I had my time. I put my time in.
Well, maybe you want to take a nap before we do it next time.
Okay. That's kind of weird, though. Just have to say. It's kind of...
Guess who's coming on the show Monday?
Don't know.
You guys know who Owen Stone is? Oh, Doctor?
Oh, Doctor?
Oh, Doctor, media darling.
I thought that was going to be...
Oh, Doctor. He's going to be on the show Monday. I'm kind of excited for that.
I guess I
he's
should
a cool
start
guy.
Following him on Twitter, huh?
You should maybe see who he is, because he's a cool guy, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I really don't even use Twitter anymore. I don't really even
really?
Pay attention. Yeah, I only use it for posting and
exactly.
when people reply to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. And you know what? That's the fucking problem. Everyone's got something to fucking say, but no one gives a fuck about what anyone else says. You just want to yell meaningless nonsense into the ether and just let it sit there and hope that someone reads it. But yeah, you're too busy to read anybody else's shit.
Hey.
It's a big fucking megaphone with no fucking, no one listening.
Hey.
You're yelling at yourself.
You're a hypocrite.
Why?
You're a podcaster.
So, I read shit, I read what people post, and I fucking interact, and I reply.
But did you do all that, like, the time?
I always do that.
Why'd you start a podcast? Because you want people to hear you.
No, not even. I started a podcast because I liked writing, and I thought it'd be cool to have a talk show, and I always wanted to have, like, a talk show. So I thought that would be cool.
Well, I read other shit. I just don't know. You know, a lot of people don't have... Seriously, Twitter? A lot of people don't post very interesting
you
shit.
You have to follow
Twitter,
interesting people. I learn all sorts of cool shit from people that I follow.
All
and
right.
I follow, like, 100 people. 122 people, maybe.
I follow way less than that.
Yeah. But I don't know. They post, I follow people that post cool shit. Mm. If I see an interesting retweet, I will follow that person. And then if it's just bullshit and I'm sick of seeing their dumb shit, I've done this to quite a few people, even in the podcast game, that I'm just sick because you post constant, random, stupid bullshit. and I'm just sick of seeing it, so I unfollow you.
Watching TV with my cat.
If every time I look at my fucking phone and I have the little Twidroid widget, it shows two fucking tweets. And if every time I look at it, it's one of your tweets and it doesn't make sense, I'm sorry.
Dude, there's somebody who kind of got me off of Twitter. I'm not going to mention who it is.
Who?
I'm not going to mention who it is.
Who?
But he fucking posted, like, and he still does it because I check it here and there. The fucker posts, like, constantly, one after the other. Like, he'll post 20 fucking posts in, like, a matter of a minute. It drives me insane because it makes no sense. And it's not even worth
People
reading.
People do that.
Like, seriously, it's not even worth reading. I hate you.
Stop. So you follow that. My Twitter, and because I post shit about the show. If you want to know when show notes are up, I post that. If you want to know when the show goes live, I post that.
But it also goes to Facebook, then, and I usually check that. So.
But and then just random shit throughout the day. But it's always, like, relevant shit, and it will make you either laugh to yourself or think or just be like, gross, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get back into it. We'll see. Maybe I'll follow some people that are worth following. And
well, whatever.
We'll see.
So,
unfollow those fucks that just keep posting.
Just spit out my jizz. That's all. Just spit it out. So,
I can't believe he just did that. That was like that.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Did it even shoot or did it just dribble?
Not
out?
Really. It kind of just dribbled. I mean, like, it did a little bit, I guess.
Like,
I wasn't really trying that hard. And I wasn't really like awake, but I was awake enough to, you know, want to have a good minute. Like a decent second, even. Shit.
You didn't even get no happy feelings.
This is kind of interesting. A California man pled guilty Thursday to hacking into hundreds of women's email accounts in search of naked pictures. Then he would send the photos to the victim's friends, and in some cases, even posting some of the pictures on their Facebook page. Cyber attacks that one victim labeled, and I present you with the title of tonight's episode, Virtual Rape.
What?
Have you ever been virtually raped? You.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to randomly, at some point in the next 2 weeks, I will virtually rape you. And then I want you to talk about it on the show and tell me what it felt like being virtually raped. Okay? We're going to do that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't get to say no to rape.
Yeah, I do. Watch me.
Watch me virtually rape you. Watch you say no to shit. You can't say no to virtual rape. Come on.
Yeah, I can.
This guy is George Samuel Bronk, 23 years old. I pled guilty in Sacramento Superior Court to 7 felony charges, ranging from computer intrusion, false impersonation, and now faces up to 6 years in prison. So his scam was, this is so awesome. I mean, it's terrible, but I'm really glad that there's something called virtual rape. The scam he employed appeared easy enough. He would find women on Facebook who had posted their email addresses. Not a good idea if you're doing that publicly. And then he would phone their email provider and ask for a password reset. When the host accommodated, he created new passwords, which locked them out of their accounts. He would then look for nude or compromising pictures in their sent mailboxes. So pictures that these girls had actually sent to somebody. And when he'd spot a picture, he would send a mass email to everyone in the address book. In some instances, he was able to access their Facebook pages and post the photos. Bronk's Next for Nav folder indicates that he accessed 172 email accounts from which he copied these pictures, according to the arrest warrant. The cyber attacks are said to have occurred from December 2009 through last September. At one point, he sent a message to one of his victims saying it was funny. That is pretty funny. Which also noted that another incident, he extorted additional nude pictures from a victim by threatening to release photos in his possession. So I'm going to threaten you to release these photos, and you're going to send me more photos?
Yes.
That doesn't seem like, oh, okay, well, here's some more that you can threaten me with, I guess. Definitely funny, though. He is called Geeg by his family, just FYI. He's been in jail since October after being unable to post $500,000 bail, and On top of all that, of course, he is now registered sex offender.
Of course.
Because he downloaded a large amount of child pornography and videos and saved them on his desktop computer.
Good job.
Whoopsies.
Good job, sir.
Whoops. Tracking these victims has proved challenging, but investigators have been using tagging information from his hard drive to assist in the process. He'll be back in court March 10th. Harris reminded users of email and social networking sites that security questions and answers need to be as secure as passwords. That's so awesome. Hey. Send me more naked pictures of you.
No.
I'm going to put these ones up then.
No, that's okay. Nah.
So, got a little WikiLeaks news. This is kind of interesting. One volunteer. Now, this isn't the Julian Assange, but one of the volunteers that works with him, he was detained and searched again by U.S. agents, of course. And this is going to just continue to go on pretty much forever. Jacob Applebaum, a security researcher, Tor developer, and volunteer with WikiLeaks, reported today on his Twitter feed that he was detained, searched, and questioned by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents at Seattle TAC Airport January 10th upon re-entering the U.S. after a vacation in Iceland. I hear it's nice, though, this time of year. This happened to him last year at the Newark Airport. Here's a bunch of tweets. He says, "It's very frustrating that I have to put so much consideration into talking about the kind of harassment that I'm subject to in airports. I was detained, searched, and CPB did attempt to question me about the nature of my vacation. The CPB specifically wanted laptops and cell phones and were visibly unhappy when they discovered nothing of the sort. This is so awesome. I did, however, have a few USB thumb drives with a copy of the Bill of Rights encoded into the block device. They were unable to copy it."
Really?
So, you know that when you're in this position, you know your stuff is going to get searched and all that. So, you're smart not to carry this stuff with you, right? Maybe you use other people's or you go to cafes or something like that. You're not going to carry your own stuff because that's what these people want. They're searching you so they can find your shit so they can go through all your computer stuff. So you just don't do it. And then on top of that, to have with you jump drives with the Bill of Rights fucking encrypted so they can't even fucking... That is so awesome. They couldn't even... I'll wait till you're done. No, that's okay. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm talking to your friend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's up?
Nothing.
You guys have something you want to tell me?
He was just wondering if we're done with the show yet or not. Yeah. So I was
not yet.
Not yet.
The forensic specialist, who was friendly, explained that in case an FTK with a right blocker in line were unable to see the Bill of Rights. That's so awesome. That's like such a slap in the face.
Yeah.
I almost wish they would have decrypted it, and been like, God damn it. It's so great. I requested access. My lawyer was again denied. They stated I wasn't under arrest, so I was not able to contact my lawyer. Oh, that's handy. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent was waiting for me at the exit gate. Remember when it was our family and loved ones? When I handed over my customs declaration form, the female agent was initially friendly. After pulling my record, not so much. She attempted to trick me by putting words into my mouth. She marked my card with a large box with a number 1 inside and sent me on my way. And there's like a ton of these, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes. It's on Boing Boing if you guys want to read it. Pretty cool, though. I think that's so fucking awesome that the only thing he had on him was USB drives with the Bill of Rights encoded on them. Fucking awesome.
Aww.
So, do you want to talk about this chat roulette kid? Story Burger sent to us.
Red Fox says there was a dead snow-covered cat on the side of the road today on my way to work.
Okay, well, let's talk about that then.
I'm sad right now. Really sad. I'm gonna go fucking cry.
Okay.
I would go pick it up and hug it and bury it. If it wasn't like bones showing and stuff. Because then I'd be like, I'm really sad now.
Okay.
I don't like dead kitties make me super
I think
sad.
We've established that
no dead kitties
Did you know, I have a number for you here, 39% of New York City pregnancies result in...
Abortion!
Abortion, absolutely.
Yes!
Thank you, New York.
Woo!
New York cares. It's not the number I'd like. I'd like it maybe a little more than half, but hey,
yeah, but you do realize that their population is huge, and that's really not one.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe more.
It's probably the way it is everywhere else. It's just that happens to be a larger number because there are larger amounts of people there.
There are larger numbers there.
Yes.
So the Archbishop, Timothy Dolan, he is calling for efforts to make abortions in New York City rare. Do you realize how many more asshole jerk-off fucking dickheads would be in your fucking city if those people have been born?
Yeah, yeah.
So fucking many.
So fucking many.
You fucking jerk-off.
You fucking jerk-off.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
Suck these kicking balls, you
these
fucking jerk-off.
Kicking balls.
Kicking balls, you
kicking
fuck.
Balls.
In 09, there were... See... Here, we have places that pray for no abortions. I know because I deliver there and I see the fucking sign every time.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
so
yeah.
I send up a little prayer of my own for abortions.
For abortions.
You know?
You like fucking sneak in, like, all fucking covert, like spec op shit, and, like, go in there and be like, I want to pray with you. And, like, they're all praying for, like,
and right
abortion,
when they say it.
And you're like
for abortions!
Abortion.
Ha! Amen! I'm out!
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, right. Fucking A.
That'd be great. Not in your work uniform. Preferably.
Just more evidence
with a mask.
That your shit is bullshit.
Be like, I want to be anonymous.
Dolan gathered with other religious leaders on Thursday to draw attention to the city's high abortion rate. The city health department last month released statistics showing that, of course, 39% ended with that. So
it's probably because most of them are 16.
Yeah. And they should not be having... There's 37 more percents that you can add onto your unemployment / welfare number.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the case. If they were born.
People.
So in 09, 225,667 pregnancies in the city, with 126,774 resulting in live births, 87,273 abortions. 126,000 people.
Yeah,
boom.
That many more
there you
people,
go.
And you
boom.
Guys are praying for no abortions. Are you serious?
Disgusting.
I'll pray for more miscarriages.
I'm
going to
pray for
then.
Less you guys fucking.
Yeah,
how about
that? Fuck the abortions, fuck live births, fuck all that. I'm just going to pray for miscarriages.
We just pray for more you guys fucking, like, little boys or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that won't get pregnant. Okay, that was terrible. For fuck men. Fuck more men. How about that? Can we say that?
Unless you're a girl.
Right. Then fuck more chicks.
Girls.
More
everybody
gay
be
sex.
Gay.
More gay sex. That's what we need. What do we need? Gay sex.
Woo!
When do we need it?
Now.
Fucking right now.
Woo.
How long do we need it for? At least until the population drinks. A bunch.
A bunch.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's good. Would you take it in the butt?
No.
No.
I would continue having sex.
Well, then you're
the
just
right
a hypocrite.
Way. Well, we're not having babies.
True that.
So, fuck that.
But see, other couples would be like, well, they stay together and they're not having babies.
Fine.
But they're still fucking.
Then if you
and
do.
And they're going to do it and they're going to stay
good.
Together and they're going to keep fucking and they're going to accidentally get pregnant.
Good.
And be like, you know,
then you
I
know
can't
what?
Afford it.
They make that choice beforehand. They're going to sign a fucking thing that says, oops, if I do fuck up and have a baby, I will abort it. So there.
All right, let's start it.
Done.
Fucking done.
It's already been started.
Done.
Changing lives. That's how we
day
do.
Day by day. Show by show.
46% of all births in the Bronx result in abortions. Go Bronx. The highest among the five boroughs.
Burgers just do Danny up the butt and have brown babies.
Well, speaking of brown babies, the blacks had the highest number of abortions. My bros.
Woo!
40,798 with the Hispanics, my second bros, holla. The second highest at 28,364. Good job. Hey, whites, take a look at the blacks. Take a look at the Hispanics. Do that.
Do that. Stop being so
or take
Christian-y.
A look at the Jews and just stop fucking.
There you go.
In response, the Chiaroscuro Foundation, a nonprofit organization that supports alternatives to abortion, pledged that it will spend $1 million in 11. That's... Can you just say that? Can I say 11 and you guys will know that I'm speaking of 2011? Like, I could say 10, I can say 11. Do I have to say 11?
Just say 2011.
I don't want to. 11.
Just say 2011.
2011.
There you go.
$1 million to address the city's abortion rate. Nearly double the national average of 23%.
It sounds like you're a retard and trying to say 21.
How about give me $1 million and I will address the abortion rate?
There you go.
I will tell you guys, good job. Let's keep it up for 2011. Here we go.
I will go and buy like a little bumper sticker and a lollipop for each one of you.
Always 420 says, me and my ex had an abortion. Well, thank you for that.
We all
thank you.
You know, in every abortion clinic, they should totally have like a little lollipop and a little bumper sticker that says, I had an abortion this year.
High five.
And yeah.
With a little, but the hand will be like a little baby hand.
No, it'll be like a little fetus with two thumbs up.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Yeah. Can we make those?
Dude.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Fucking my boss has a shirt that has this like nasty ass, like looking abortion doctor guy. And he's got this fucked up hat on, like these sunglasses. And he just looks all like a dark comic look, you know? He's got an apron on. It's all bloody and shit. And he's got a fucking a wire hanger thing in one hand, like this like scrapey tool in the other. And the shirt says number one dad. And then it says Bob's Abortions or some shit like that. Like, it's really funny. It was just really cool. I was like, cool. It says number one dad. It says like Bob's Abortion Clinic.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want that shirt really bad. He's like, I won't even wear it out. He's like, it's kind of weird. He's like, I don't want people to look at me. I'm like, fuck it, give it to me. I'll wear
shit,
it every day.
Shit, yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. I want to be as offensive as I possibly can with that. Hey, look at it. Yeah. Abort.
Abort with a big red button.
Right? Yeah, dude. Like a fucking, oh, like the easy button.
We should
button.
Start doing those pro-abortion stickers.
Dude, like the easy button.
Abort. To save the earth. Hey,
yeah,
we're trying to save the earth, okay? We're going to save the biggest life of them all, the earth.
Duh. How many lives is the
earth Every baby that's
worth?
Born is another knife in the back of the earth.
That's right.
You're stabbing the earth in the back.
We're going to start a campaign.
That's right.
We'll go.
Emphasis on the pain. Jesus, Dana.
Let's go.
Go cook me some fucking... What are those called? Twice baked potatoes? I'm getting baked twice.
Dude,
just for your twice baked potatoes,
let's
okay?
Go protest like everything and start a cool ass
I'm
campaign.
Gonna be baked potatoes.
Campaign!
Campaign!
Campaign! Brings the pain.
Bring the campaign! And then when we're successful, we'll drink champagne!
Oh my god, dude. Let's make those shirts. That'd be totally awesome. With a little Jam Howell logo on the back.
Fuck yeah.
Done and done.
They're already made.
Done. In my brain.
So, like it or not, he says the legality of abortion is a settled question in New York for the time being. That doesn't mean we have to accept the fact that in parts of the city, nearly half of all pregnancies end in abortion. Basically, you're saying even though it's a right and it's a law... We have to accept that it's legal, but we don't have to accept that people are using that right and getting this done. That's kind of fucking it's an abortion of its own.
Yeah.
Dolan said the practice is unlikely to end, but that it was important to tell people what is happening and help pregnant women come to terms with their choices. You're taking advantage of more vulnerable people, religion. Good job. Just like Fresh Life, just like all the other churches here, you're just taking advantage of people when they're vulnerable, and you're giving them hope where they feel there is none.
Berger
and that's
says,
sad, because you're lying to them.
Berger says, I wonder what aborted babies taste like.
Like
now,
veal.
No, it tastes like spare rib soup.
Or that.
Ding.
It's kind of gross.
Look it up.
That's kind of gross.
It's a really cool news story, and it's stuck
so
in my brain.
These people say, we are prepared to do everything in our power to help you and your unborn baby make absolutely certain that you never feel that my page has just refreshed, and I have no idea. Oh. That you have...
Come on, today.
Feel that you have no choice but an abortion, the Archbishop said. The Wall Street Journal reports that religious leaders also criticize public school sex education programs that include condom distribution. Why? So they can have more pregnancies that you can fucking help? Fuck. I hate them so bad. I hate them so bad. This one comment says, you know, Rev, put your money where your mouth is and do something. Let me suggest this. Get off your keister, go into the ghettos of the large U.S. cities and adopt the children that would be otherwise aborted. Easy for you to dream and speculate, but easy for someone who lives tax-free like you. Ooh, nice. Stop with the Bible thumping and take action. Get involved, offer a solution, or simply shut the fuck up. Reverend, realistically, with the upbringing these kids would get, think of the killers, robbers, thieves, rapists, and undesirables that never were. Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
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 All right, well, speaking of New York City and what a fucking dump shithole it is, and I'm so glad I would never, never, never. A man there, he was in a New York jail, which, okay, can you imagine a New York jail?
Nah.
Terror, right? He was in there. He claims a mouse or a rodent bit him on the dick.
Sweet.
This mouse bit my dick while he was being held.
Did he get the plague?
He can proceed with a federal civil rights lawsuit claiming county officials should have had better pest control, a judge ruled. Really? That's so awesome, because that city is rat-infested. I'm amazed that the judge was like, sure, sue him, fuck it.
Dude.
Peter Solomon claims in his lawsuit against Nassau County that a rodent came out of a hole in his mattress and bit him in the dick while he was jailed in February of 07 on a charge of menacing his wife. He's a Vietnam vet who says he was already suffering PTS, of course. He sued the following year, claiming deliberate indifference to his health and safety and failing to adequately protect him from rodents. He claims he suffered emotional distress, and his attorney said Thursday that he has complete sexual dysfunction. If you got bit on the dick, would your dick ever work again?
I don't know. Does it have the plague?
My dick has the bubonic plague. It's about to fall off. Judge denied Nassau County's motion for dismissal, ruling that Solomon had raised enough issues about the county's pest control procedures at the East Meadow Jail for the lawsuit to proceed. So, mice everywhere, even in jail.
That sucks.
This is pretty awesome. A 21-year-old balding, and I mean like balding guy.
Okay.
He went in and paid 7,000 British pounds for this operation, right? He got it all done and stuff. He's 40 years old now. So 19 years later, okay. He goes for a new look, a shorter haircut, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
He finds the word wanker in his scalp. Yes!
Oh my god, they put that on him so many years ago?
The doctor did, dude. Had to have, right? He says it's here, you have to see this if you're listening live.
Yeah.
I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But he says it's like 5 inches long. I can't believe I never knew. I'd love to sue the surgeon, but the clinic has closed. He's an electrician, and they told him the word cannot be removed. So he says, I'll have to keep my hair long.
Why did he shave it right there?
I don't know. He just wanted to change his hair, I guess. The surgeon left the 2-inch capital letters across the back of his nut by removing tiny hair roots. But the word was hidden by the new locks he implanted. You paid $7,000 for some hair and the word wanker.
So
that is the very definition of wanker, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You can barely really tell what it says, so.
Well, that's kind of a shitty picture, but I'm sure if you saw it, like, you could see it. Pretty
that's
sure.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, right?
Huh?
Wanker.
You're like, hey, I'm going to put wanker on this guy's fucking head. Watch this. You won't notice it for another 20 years. It's cool.
That's so awesome.
Totally didn't either. Like, just left it, and it was fine. And but he's balding on the top, too. And he got hair replacement surgery shit, and it's still balding.
Right.
Your doctor sucked. Your doctor's a wanker.
Your
Fuck. Seriously?
Oh, fuck, yeah. Pretty much. All right, well, do you want to go start that, and I'll read this last story and then end the show? Are we good? Because I am fucking hungry, so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
The fuck out of here.
Hey!
My show now, bitch! Ha 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 ha! No, actually, there's just this one last story real quick I wanted to talk about, and it's from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. This man, here, you have to see the picture of this guy, because this is fucking, this is amazing. You know what? I'm not even going to talk about this now. I hate you.
I love you.
I want you to leave.
I love you.
And never come back.
All right, I'm taking my potatoes.
Whatever.
Peace. What is it you want to talk about?
This guy. He's a soul collector. Have you ever met a soul collector before?
I've played Soul Reaver.
Okay, so cool. You kind of know his type. He's a 42-year-old medicine cool. man soul collector. He was trying to cut off his neighbor's toes and scalp, allegedly. And he's being charged with attempted murder. 42-year-old soul reaver.
Fucking sweet.
That's so awesome. Ta-da!
Dude, like, does he pull his, like, thing right here and, like...
He first went after the guy's toes, then tried to slit his throat, scalp him, and stab him in the chest, while telling... the guy that he needed to collect his soul. Could you imagine this fool coming at you, yelling, "I need to collect your soul"?
I need to collect your soul.
I would throw my shoe at him and be like, "Here you go."
Dink.
I'm leaving.
Oh.
When Fergus Falls police responded, they say they found the victim bleeding with multiple wounds to his right cheek, both hands, and his left foot. Officers reportedly followed a trail of blood that led directly to Peterson's home and found the assailant clad in blood-stained clothing and in possession of the knife. Doesn't get more. Is that caught red-handed? Yes? Anyone?
Dude.
All right. He told the cops, "Hey, we were just wrestling." His soul? Pff, I don't even believe in that.
Dude.
We were just covered in blood. We were just wrestling. Just playing around.
He must have
bumped his head or something. He's always blowing shit out of proportion. This ain't even blood. This is ketchup. Look.
Oh, look. It's yummy.
yummy. All right. Well, does that wrap it up for a fucking week of shows? Three shows this week? Most of them were mediocre to decent at best. Sure.
Some of them were pretty good.
Hey. Just enough to get by. That's all we're trying to do.
No, we're exceeding.
Are we?
We're exceeding. Right. I think we are exceeding in every aspect.
Sure.
This Jamholia nation we have created does exceed all expectations.
That's the plan.
You know what?
What?
If I were an inspector for this show, the health inspector's been coming around everywhere.
A+.
I haven't got mine yet, but no big deal.
We got ours, A+, no big deal.
I worked on my kitchen, so I will be getting. You'll see. If I were an inspector for Jamholia,
Jamhole Corporate, right?
Jamhole Corporate.
Uh-huh.
I would
A+.
Well, I would need someone to suck my dick first.
Right.
And then I give you an A+.
Okay, well.
Depending on how good the dick sucker
is. There's a couple girls at work there that I'm sure suck a mean cock, so...
You're sure? You know.
I know.
Die.
I know.
Oh, yeah? They're fired.
Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com. That's our site. Check it out. There's a lot of cool stuff on there. /donate. Server bills and all that shit are due, so help us out with that. If you enjoy this free show, you guys are all rich now. Recession's over. It's what Red Fox said.
Fucking A, dude.
So,
pony on up, y'all. Cost. Let's do it.
You leave a message, 406-204-4687. At the very least, make sure you tell your friends, join the Facebook group, follow us on Twitter, and rate us on the iTunes. And We'll end
too many Looney Tunies.
Gonna end the live listeners off with the rough track. There's a little hero. Little hero.
Wait, which one?
Hero. The first one.
Okay, don't.
Yeah, no, the other one's not. It's recorded, but it's not like.
It's not allowed.
It's not listenable yet.
It's not allowed yet.
So, enjoy this. Oh, Sunday. Hey, who's going to a poetry slam again?
You are.
This guy. So, the Boiler Room. Check out the show notes
for
the
last.
Will
you tape it?
Maybe.
Maybe? Yeah, because I won't be able to go. I have to work at 3.
I hear there's going to be some local hip-hop talent showing up there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who might that be?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my
God. We'll see.
I'm super excited.
No, I'm not talking about me. Like, other people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'll be there. But, yeah, like, other. It'll be a good
time. I
thought
you were totally being self-indulgent right there. Like,
no.
Completely.
No.
You're like, oh, man, this huge hip-hop star is going to come out there. I think his name's, like, Matt.
Matt Lee.
Seriously? Oh, my God. Like, for real.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you all. It's been a fun week. We'll see you on Monday. Peace out.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.